Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. My name is Amy. I have a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old, and so I have exited the heavy, heavy toy era of parenting and family life. But I still want to talk to you today about decluttering and organizing your toys. So whether you're a parent, whether you're a grandparent, whether you're an adult who still has some of your childhood toys, however toys look in your home, I want to help you today to really assess it and deal with it, because toys just kind of breed. And I've seen a real shift in the 43 years that I've been alive, in the way that people engage with toys and use toys and store toys and play with toys. And so I'm like 50% super excited to do this episode, 20% like overtly fired up about consumerism and toys and marketing and children, and like 30% just want to actually come in and do it for you and with you, because I know how tired you are. And so what I'm going to try and do is combine all those different energies and feelings that I'm bringing to the episode so that you can feel empowered, you can feel educated, and that you can feel confident. That's what I want out of this episode for you. I want to acknowledge that it is hard organizing toys, because you're organizing something that you are not playing with, generally speaking. Yes, you might be playing trains or something with your kids, but it's not actually your thing. But in most situations, kids are not actually mature enough, wise enough, developed enough to make these decisions on their own. And so you do need to work with them. And so it's about empowering you today to not only know how to tackle it yourself, but how do you engage kids so that they can be involved in the organizing and the decluttering of their toys. Because what we teach kids with their toys is actually often how they end up managing their homes as adults. And I've found lots of adults that I work with are like, oh yeah, when I grew up, I just kept all of the toys and the free toys and the broken toys, and I never really learnt the skills of how to tidy up after myself, how to create organizational systems, and how to declutter and curate my possessions. And actually the best training ground for that is with toys. And it's learning it when the kids are little enough so that it becomes like second nature. And some people are way more born with the decluttering and organizing skills, and other people kind of almost miss that gene. But here is the good news. It's all teachable. You don't have to have the gene in order to be awesome at decluttering and organizing. You can learn the skills. You can learn the reasoning, the why, the knowledge, the actions to take, the tips and the hacks. You can learn it, and then you can be awesome at it. So that's kind of the preface for today, and that 50% excitement is maybe creeping up a little bit as I get started and I think, oh my gosh, I've got so much I want to share with you around organizing toys. I believe that children as young as 3 years old can be involved in the tidying up and packing up of their toys. I believe that not just as a random age and a random thing to say, it's because in 10 years I've worked with hundreds of children in setting up their playrooms and their bedrooms and their toy spaces and where they keep their toys. And when you create processes that are simple, children love getting involved. And it also comes from where I've had so many kinder and childcare teachers on my team at the Art of Decluttering. And the way that they talk about how you can involve children and get them, you know, if you look at a kinder room or a childcare room, those rooms are organized so beautifully. In fact, if you're confused about how to organize the toys in your home, just go and observe a childcare, observe a kinder room. How do they set it up? What are they saying to the kids at the end of the day to get them engaged? Because the teachers are not just letting the kids leave stuff everywhere and then spending an hour every afternoon tidying up after the kids. They're engaging the kids. They're helping the kids understand the process. They're explaining the why of it. So just kind of turn up and learn, or ask a kinder teacher as well, hey, for my child, what works for them? Because what you're doing here, I'm not nailing at home. So I'd love to learn the skills from you. And so we're going to talk about those specific, like, how to help kids get decluttered and organized. So here's an interesting thing I was thinking about as I was like going, okay, we're talking about toys this week. When I was little and I went to a friend's house, you would kind of look for the toy box, and there was a toy box that would have the household's toys in it. Often it was like a cane toy box with a hinge that you'd lift up, or it was like a timber toy box but had like a padded top. And you would lift it up on hinges and you'd have all the toys inside, and then you could sit on it and play with the toys. And nowadays, how often do you go to someone's house and there's a toy room, right? So when I was little, there was a toy box, and that quite literally had every toy that a family owned in the toy box. And now children have so many toys that we have created rooms for them, and those rooms are cluttered and chock-a-block and out of control, and you can't find anything and you can't play in it because it's so messy. We're not doing the right thing by our kids. We are not giving them more educational opportunities by filling our houses with more and more and more in terms of quantity of toys. So before I get too ranty, why don't we go to a quick break, and then I'm going to come back with heaps of tips and tricks around organizing and decluttering your toys. I'll be back in just a sec.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so let's start at the start. You're looking at the space that the toys are in. So it might be in a space in a child's bedroom. It might be in your living room or kitchen or wherever your toys are. Often when the kids are little, you end up having the toys in the living room or the dining room or somewhere close to where you're spending a lot of time because they just want to be near you. they don't always want you to play with them, but they want proximity in their play. And so, you know, wherever that space is, you want to think, okay, is it working? What is working? Okay, actually, those storage containers are really working. What's not working? Oh, we have 15 monster-sized trucks. There's nowhere to store them, and the kids only ever play with the same two. So step back, assess the situation. How is it working? How's it working for our house? And then you want to kind of decide what the vision is for you. Now, here's an interesting thing. If you just Google this, I've got so many different links that I'll put in the show notes about quantity of toys and some studies that have been done. But the studies all show that children are better off with less toys. They engage better, they're more creative, they play longer independently with less toys. That's less quantity, less stuff. When I was young, we did not have collectibles and sets of everything. So there was one girl I knew that had collectibles of the Sylvanian family, those little furry like animal families. And aside from that, if you had any kind of collection, you pretty much just had Lego or Duplo. Nowadays, marketing has made and just such high consumption and being able to manufacture things really cheaply, and our disposable income has risen, and so we're also working more, and so we're feeling more guilty, and so we're buying more toys and all of the things. That has changed so much. Kids now have these really big sets, and I reckon that kids have moved from being players with toys to collectors of toys. Now, if you're a childhood educator or you're a parent, you actually want a player with toys. But if you're a marketing company or you're a toy manufacturing company, what you want is a collector of toys. And so take the responsibility as the adult and go, you know what? I'm going to do what it takes to help my child become a player. And so what a player does is they have their favorite things, but they're not saying, oh my goodness, this new thing came out. I just have to have it because I already have the rest in the set. Collecting sets, it does not make you a better player. Okay, but what does make you a better player? Creating space, being able to find things, knowing what you have. I read a really interesting article about having toys that are active versus passive. So it was saying choose passive toys. So active toys are toys that do the work for you. So generally they're going to have batteries in them. You might push a button and it sings a song. You might push a remote control and it drives along the ground. A passive toy might be something where you sing the song, where you've got a book and you sing the song along, or the passive toy is a car that you manually roll along the ground. A active toy could be a doll that when you turn her up one way, she says and talks to you and can sit on a potty and you feed her water and she wees, and that's an active toy. She's doing all the work for you. A passive toy is you just have a doll and you make the conversation and you pick another doll and you're the conversationalist between the two dolls. So can you see the difference? The passive toys require a child to be involved and creative. An active toy is more like entertainment. So if we're going to have kids that are players, that are creative players, that are more engaged players, think about these passive toys. And I know that if you go to a lot of kinders, you will find all the passive toys. There's not a heap of active toys. They don't have things that you're just pushing buttons and flying things and colors, and they're actually passive. It's blocks. It's cars that you roll along. It's dolls that you can play and make believe with and role playing with. It's craft activities. That is what really helps your child when it comes to toys, not the greatest and newest thing that rolls off the manufacturing line. So when it comes to the organizing, I think I've given you enough of the foundations and the understanding of why it's really important to have your kids' toys organized and decluttered. What you want to do is have clearly defined homes for every single toy in your home, every single toy, so that when you're finished using it and your child goes, I'm bored, I want to move on to another activity, it's really easy to pack up. If you have to make decisions about where things belong as you're packing up, that is a huge barrier to the efficiency and the effectiveness of you actually packing up. What you want to be able to do is go, oh, I don't have to make any choices. I know exactly where the blocks go. I know exactly where the cars go. I know exactly where the Frisbee goes, and you can put them away. And what you want to do is make sure that your kids can put it away. So think about things like having storage that's at their height. Think about having storage that's open so you don't have tricky lids with clasps that might be hard to get to. Have a think about having clear storage. So you know how kids, if they can't see something, it kind of doesn't exist. And to be honest, that's me too. So if you've got clear containers, kids can actually see what's inside. And so that reduces them tipping out a whole container so that they can find something. But it also means that when they're packing up, they're much more likely to put something in the right spot. One of the mistakes that I made quite early on as a professional organizer and helping families to organize their toy rooms and their toys and their play spaces is I would like categorize too narrowly. Like I love a good categorization. So it might have Lego and dolls and blocks and make-believe and dress-ups and, you know, all of the different things. And I would sometimes think, okay, great, so we're going to categorize Lego. But I would categorize so narrow to go, we're going to put each color in a separate container. Now, it looks awesome. If the aim of the organizing work is to put a photo on Instagram, that looks fantastic. But if the aim of your organizing, and this is what the aim should be, is to be functional and usable and maintainable, that is not going to help if your child is not going to pack up by color. So you want to think about how does your child use their toys? And organize it that way because that's how they're going to pack up. I remember it was most clear to me when I was working with a girl and we had horses. I'd put horses in one container and we had dolls in the other container, so like Barbie dolls. And they're in two containers and she looked at me like I was from another planet and she was like, but who's going to ride the horses if you put the Barbies in a different container? And I was like, oh my gosh, just light bulb moment for me is I was like, oh, she's four, but I need to ask her, how do you use these toys? Because to her, Barbie and horses were not two categories. They were one category because that's how she played with them. And so you might find it frustrating sometimes when the kids want to use the underwater, like all the seaweed and the fish and all the bits and pieces that they've got, and they want to use it with all the boat Lego. Because to them, it's like, well, it's all ocean themed. And you're thinking, no, but the boat Lego needs to go with the other Lego and the underwater things need to go with the other animals. Let your kids pick the categories because they're much more likely to maintain them over time and try not to categorize too narrowly. I also recommend that you don't categorize too broadly. So you don't just say, all right, this is the playroom, just chuck all the toys in here. Having some kind of order will always help. If you're using these like clear containers, think about how you're going to store them so that kids don't have to take a lid off, open a cupboard door. Like what's the most simplest, remove like kind of all the steps involved to make it really simple. And I would suggest looking at something like IKEA. They have really, really great toy storage where it's kind of packed away, but there's not too many steps involved to have access to the containers. So I encourage you to do that. Jump onto the Facebook community if you're after some ideas or post some ideas that you might have into the Facebook community because people always love to see, oh my goodness, that would totally work for my space. A tip for staying organized. So you've set up a system, you've got clear open containers, you kind of know what the purpose is of the space, you're getting rid of things that are duplicates that the kids don't play with. Maybe you're choosing to keep passive toys that require your child to do the work rather than active toys where the toy does the work for them. One way to ensure that you're maintaining the space is get into a habit with your kids of packing up one activity before they start the next one. What that's going to do is it's going to reduce overwhelm. So in terms of, you know, how many different things are spread out on the floor, we've got a board game over here and we've got all the army guys over there and it's just chaos. But what it also does is it creates space for play. If the Play-Doh is all out and then all of a sudden they want to do something else and they're like, oh, we want to play a card game, the Play-Doh is all there. So there's actually nowhere to play the card game. And so getting into that habit, and look, to be honest, let's just all be very true to ourselves here. Adults, we need to do this too. Pack up one thing before we move on to another thing. Because it really does, we're paying it forward to our future selves, but it allows space and creativity in the moment. And just because, this is a hot tip, just because your child likes an activity doesn't mean they need excessive amounts of it. So just because your child loves colouring in doesn't mean they need 60 texters and 50 colouring in books and pads. They can't use all those texters at once and they can't use all those pads at once. So what about if instead you kept it simple, you had one drawing pad, one or two colouring in books and just a packet of really good quality texters so they don't go missing. That's so much less overwhelming to a child than going, oh gosh, there's like 60 texters. I've got to rummage through the container or I've got to try and find things. So think about it from your child's perspective. Just because they love it doesn't mean they need everything. Just because they love craft doesn't mean they need to have every single craft pack that Kmart ever puts out just in case of a rainy day. So I'm excited. I really want to come and help you to organize and declutter your toy room. If you need help, our team are right across Melbourne and we'd love to come and work with you. I've got team in Perth who is on hiatus at the moment. We've got team in Gippsland or we do virtual sessions. Like toy organizing is so much fun. You do make an almighty mess before you get to the organizing stage of it. But pulling all the toys together, like every single toy in the house into a common space, sorting it by categories and then going, we actually don't need 15 remote control cars, half of which we're not even sure which remote goes with which car. What's your favorite? Let's keep one. You can't have six ride-on cars and bikes and scooters and motorbikes, and you can't have that many and use them all at once. What's the favorite? And so give yourself permission to let go. Less is more when it comes to toys. Your child is going to be happier. They're going to be more engaged. You know, think about toys, and you'll see this in the decluttering checklist. Toys is everything from blocks and Lego to Play-Doh to soft toys to dress-ups to play kitchens and learning toys and sports equipment and dolls houses and outdoor play and colouring books and pencils and craft and puzzles. And it's really all of the things that kids play with fall into this category. And if I was doing a week on digital decluttering, digital 101, kind of everything I've said in the last 20 minutes, just apply it to your technology and you'll be in a better place in terms of your tech clutter. So that's my hot tip. If you want to apply it to your own world, just think about, okay, I think this all applies to tech. So I hope that's helpful. It's a really big week. There's lots for you to do this week. If it feels overwhelming, start with one category. Start with maybe going, okay, I'm just going to find things that don't work or things that are broken, what's rubbish, and get rid of that. Go, okay, what are the big items that are taking up space that we're not using anymore, and declutter those. And so just tackle a little category at a time, because if you've got the time, you can pull it all out, but that will take you multiple hours. Most families, it will take multiple hours. Shout out if you need help, but we're cheering you on. Come over into my Facebook community. So just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook. Find us, come and join, talk about what you're doing, show photos, encourage others. And until next week, enjoy the freedom. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people who are the traditional custodians of the land this podcast is recorded on. I would also like to pay respect to their elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to rate and review the show on your podcast app. That will help others to find the Art of Decluttering podcast as well. If you'd like any more information, you can visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook and join today. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing.
Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.